Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. It may be cold in the garden, but the sun is bright and we have no rain in the forecast for the coming week. Get tickets online at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. Get your sweater and come out to the garden for a walk. Please keep in mind, if you're not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear a face mask while in public. As you walk up to the main entrance to the garden, take a look at the beautiful mountain aloe that's just beginning to bloom there in the front garden. This is truly a stately aloe, tall and beautiful. These blooms will last for months and attract bees and hummingbirds to the tubular-shaped, tightly packed flowers. Because they grow out almost horizontally, this plant is sometimes called the flat-flowered aloe. Another stop in everyone's garden walk is usually the koi pond, and right now you can see some lovely red azaleas just under the golden breath of heaven. The azalea is a wonderful shade plant and is generally at home planted under the shade trees. The plants are toxic, and at one time, receiving a bouquet of azaleas in a black vase was a death threat. However, the plant grows well in southern states, and many southern cities have festivals celebrating these beautiful blooms. Along the way to the children's garden, you'll see the sea lavender is blooming. Also called status, the flowers in our garden are pretty much all blue-purple. However, if you're looking to have it in your own garden, you can get pink or nearly white flowers too. These sprays of tiny flowers make a sweet addition to dried flower arrangements as they hold their shape and color well. The plants will tolerate marshy conditions and can be found growing wild in marshes and lowlands. If you step around the corner and down the path at the side of the children's garden, the African corn flags are also just beginning to bloom. This plant is a native of Africa and grows in the winter, blooming in late winter and spring, and then going dormant in the summer when the corms will reproduce to begin the cycle over again in the late fall and early winter. These bright red and yellow flowers rise inches above the thin, tall leaves which are used for basket weaving. Stands of African corn flags can be found throughout the garden as they are spread by birds spreading the seed, and once disturbed, the corms are easily relocated. Because of the ease of reproduction, this plant can become invasive and difficult to control. Another plant that can be seen as a sunny spot throughout the garden just now are the calendula plants. If you look behind you in the garden area outside what was the entrance to the butterfly and spider pavilion, you'll see calendula blooming there. Calendula has been an herbal staple in skincare for centuries and is one plant that will reseed itself generously. Not only is it beautiful to look at, but it's edible too, so if it's useful in the kitchen as well as the garden. Just next to it is the very first of the snowflake blooms. Also called a loden lily, these sweet white bell-shaped blooms with the green dots on each of the six petals. They only last a couple of weeks, but this clump blooms earlier than the large swaths of snowflakes that bloom around the amphitheater. If you take the tram for a spin around the garden, while you're waiting to board in the flower bed to the side, there are tall, striking spires of blooms on the mother of thousands plants. These almost iridescent, tubular-shaped blooms are sort of a gray coral color, and just across the street are two really vibrant pearl wattle bushes blooming in a sunny butter yellow. Last but certainly not least, see the screen at the back of the aloe collection in front of the greenhouse. This screen is made up of plants of candelabra aloe and a hybrid aloe ferox crossed with aloe arborescence. These aloe flower spikes rising up from the crowded mountains of aloe are an enticing orange feast for the hummingbirds. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.